Hey guys, and welcome to this month's edition of the Bad Girls Bible Sex Secrets audio series. I'm your host, Sean Jameson, the creator of the Bad Girls Bible and the creator of the Blowjob Bible. In this episode, I will be talking about everything from playing with your man's ass to getting your man to become more dominant and to take more control in bed. Okay, so let's get right down to it. Tip number one. Now, while you can find a list of your man's most sensitive erogenous zones on his body anywhere online, in many books, and you can even check out the Bad Girls Bible. There's a few posts up there on it. But the truth about erogenous zones on your man is that each guy is different. While some guys love getting their feet massaged, others just don't enjoy it that much. The same goes for his ears, his neck, his lips, or any of his erogenous zones. So if you want to find out which parts of your man he enjoys having kissed, licked, sucked, nibbled, and played with the most, you certainly could ask him. But that's, to be honest, that's straight up boring, and it's not a whole lot of fun. And as you probably already know, here at the Bad Girls Bible, we do like to have fun. So a much, much more fun way to find out what his most sensitive erogenous zones are is to slowly work your way around his body, kissing it, rubbing it, suckling it, nuzzling it, and massaging it. To make him keen for this, all you need to do is tell him that you want to give him a little treat or a little massage for about 20 minutes or so. But to be honest with you, this treat is actually more like a reconnaissance mission where you're going to be finding out what he enjoys the most. So it's basically like a fact-finding mission or an information-finding mission to see what your man enjoys the most, to see which erogenous zones he enjoys having stimulated the most. So what you can do is start out with your man lying down on the bed on his stomach, and then just straddle him on your knees so that you are facing his back, and so you're pretty much sitting on his bum. Then work from the top of his body right down to his feet. So you're going to be using your hands and your mouth to pay attention to all those places you normally would think about when trying to give him lots of pleasure. So you need to focus on making sure to take time with his head, his cheeks, his ears, his neck, his shoulders, the inside of his elbows, all his back from top to bottom, his bum, his perineum, which to remind you is that slightly rough patch of skin between his anus and balls, as well as his thighs, calves, and his feet, and any other areas you know that he likes having rubbed. Then after about 15 or 20 minutes of this, it's time to turn him over and give his stomach some love and attention too. But don't forget about all those other places when you turn him over that you might have missed, like his lips, like his neck, like his chest and his nipples. Now you don't need to pay too much attention to his balls or his cock, as we already know that they're incredibly sensitive and all guys like having them played with. The whole idea behind this is that you need to listen to your man, not so much what he says, but to his moaning and groaning. So from this feedback, you'll be able to tell what he enjoys most having rubbed and having been stimulated by you. So you might discover that he loves having his feet massaged, or maybe you might find that he hates it. You might find that rubbing the insides of his knees or elbows doesn't do much for him, but that he loves it when you kiss him on his earlobes and neck. Like I just said before, doing this is great as it will give you an idea of where you can give your man the most pleasure. The last thing that I do have to say in this is to make sure that your man has a share before you try it with him, especially if you're going to be doing things like putting his toes and feet into your mouth. Tip number two. Now, the first tip was quite tame compared to this one. This tip is certainly a lot more out there. 69ing your man is quite universal. I have a great article on it on the Bad Girls Bible website, so I'm not going to re-explain it here. Please check it out on the Bad Girls Bible website if you want to know more. What I will do, however, is explain to you a really fun extra thing that you can do to your man when you're in the 69 position. Rather than just giving him a blowjob while he eats you out, you can do one extra thing for him for a lot more pleasure. If you move slightly further down your man as you're 69ing, you can start playing with his balls in your mouth. But if you go a little further and pull him in towards you, you're in a pretty good position to start giving your man a lingus. Now, maybe you're into it, maybe you're not, but I always advise trying it once, at least once, before giving up on it and before rejecting the idea completely. Now, when you're 69ing your man, you're not in a perfect position, but it's still a quite, quite a good one to give him analingus. Now, while giving him analingus with your mouth, you should have at least one hand fairly free to start giving your man a hand job at the same time. So these two things together can give your man a huge amount of pleasure, especially as he's about to orgasm. And before you do start giving your man analingus though, especially if this is your first time, please, please, please make sure that he's clean. There's nothing worse than sort of going down your man to give him analingus, even if you're 69ing, and then suddenly you're met by a stinky bum. Tip number three. Now, I know that not everyone is going to be into analingus. That's why you'll be glad to hear this next tip, as it's definitely not as out there and it's got nothing to do with analingus. While the bulk of the things I write about for the Bad Girl Bible and the bulk of the things you read about in any of my books are about blowjobs, sex positions or sex techniques or talking dirty, this one is a lot more subtle and it's a lot more, I suppose, easier to do. But I can guarantee you that your man will really enjoy it. So the next time you and your man are both lying down in bed together, either before or after or even during sex, try running your hand lightly through his hair and gently scratching, massaging and rubbing his scalp. Now, another tip, it's not the usual super sexual tip that I talk about, but to be honest, I know it works wonders. I've gotten feedback from a small group of students who've used it, and I can tell you myself, I love it too. So it's more of a sign of love and affection for your man than it is a sign of lust. So a great way to run your hands through his hair is to start with your fingers open and more or less straight. And slowly push your hand up his scalp so that your fingertips are rubbing it. And as you do this, his hair is passing through your fingers. Then when you reach the top of his head, you start bringing your hand back down. And you can curl your fingers a little and gently scratch his scalp with your nails. Now, all guys love this, and it's a great thing to try doing to him before or after or even during sex. Tip number four. This tip is the antithesis, or it's the complete opposite of having a quickie with your man. And it's a tip that you'll be using during sex. The idea is that you want to bring your man to the point where he's very, very close to having an orgasm, and then you want to back off and calm him down a bit so that he doesn't come just yet. Then build him up again, a little higher this time, so that he gets even closer to coming. But when you feel like he's really, really close, back off again. And then repeat this about 3 to 5 times, but you can do it more, so when your man does eventually come, he'll explode and his orgasm will be a lot more satisfying for him. One thing to note on this technique is that it might initially be difficult to gauge how close your man is to coming or to having an orgasm if he isn't normally that vocal during sex. In other words, if your man doesn't groan or moan that much, it can be hard to tell how close he is to coming and having an orgasm. The key is to listen to his breathing. If you can hear him breathing more and more heavily, then you can tell that he's getting closer to reaching orgasm. So if you're having sex as you normally would be having, then what you can do is pull away from him slightly so that he pulls out. Then when he does, spend about 1 to 3 minutes kissing and cuddling with him before taking him back inside you and continuing on with sex. Then when you can tell that he's getting really close again, pull away again so that he pulls out again. It may be a slight bit frustrating for your man, but when he finally does come, he'll really, really appreciate it. The great thing about this technique is that you can use it when you're giving him a hand job as well as when you're giving him a blowjob. So if you're giving him a blowjob, all you need to do is take him out of your mouth and stop stimulating his cock so much. You could try kissing his cock maybe instead with your lips, or even nibbling on it very gently and softly with your teeth. Or you could focus on his balls when you're taking a break from it. So maybe you're giving him a hand job. Then just let go of his cock for a minute or two, and like with giving him a blowjob, focus on his balls. Or maybe even use your hands to rub his thighs up and down while you're taking a break. So like I said, when your man finally does orgasm after using this technique, it will feel fantastic for him. Tip number five. So you may have checked out some of the articles on the Bad Girls Bible site about sex toys and how to use these sex toys for giving yourself more pleasure. But if you're just using sex toys on your own, then you're not getting their full benefit. There are a ton of different toys that you can use with your man during sex to heighten the sensation for both of you. The obvious choice is to use a vibrator during sex while your man is penetrating you. In most positions, you'll be more or less free to use a vibrator to stimulate your clit while your man is penetrating you. All you need is just one free hand to do it. If you're having anal sex with your man, then you can even penetrate yourself with a vibrator, or even a dildo if you prefer. If you like, you can have your man do it for you. Now, if you enjoy anal stimulation during sex, then why not try using a butt plug, or even better, a vibrating butt plug, while your man is penetrating you. Your man might also enjoy some anal stimulation himself during sex, so he might be interested in experimenting with using something like a butt plug, a vibrating butt plug, or even a prostate massager. Another toy that your man can use that both benefits you and him is a vibrating cock ring. One of the really, really great things about vibrating cock rings is that they are often constructed so that they focus all of their power on and around your clit. These are just a few of the most common sex toys that you can try out with your man. If you've tried some of these sex toys out before, but you want to try others, then you really need to just go to the sex toys section of the Bad Girls Bible website and browse through a range of different toys. Tip number 6. So almost everyone has both a submissive and a dominant side to their sexuality. For most people, though, one is stronger than the other. So some people have a really dominant side and they have very few submissive traits, while others have a very submissive side and they have very few dominant traits. And obviously some people are in between. They have a dominant side to their personality and they have a submissive side. So different people have different preferences. So this next tip is so that you can explore your dominant side. It's a great way to gauge your man's preferences too, while keeping things fun and interesting in the bedroom. So you're going to be tying your man's hands above his head and taking control. Ideally for this, your bed will have posts for you to tie his arms to. But it's not a big deal if it doesn't, as you can always tie his arms together and then just hold them over his head with one or both of your hands. You can use a pair of stockings or even a bra to tie your man's arms together, but to be honest, you're going to find it a lot easier if you just purchase a pair of handcuffs or even a pair of fluffy handcuffs. So when you're setting this up, it's way more fun to do it as a surprise for your man rather than telling him or planning it with him beforehand. So to get prepared, what you want to do is have your stockings or your bras or your handcuffs hidden very close to the bed so you can reach them really easily when you're fooling around. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to get on top of him first, straddle him so that he's on his back and that he's facing you. Then you're going to grab his arms and slowly push them above his head with your hands. Then tell him that you have a little surprise for him. Then grab your stockings or bras or your handcuffs and then bind his wrists together and then tie them to the bed over his head. If you've nowhere to tie your man's arms, then just use one hand to hold him down onto the bed so that your man is more or less helpless. And now it's time to start having a little fun. So you want to start by teasing your man a little. Start by teasing him a little bit. You could be very, very gently slap his face. Then you could try maybe flicking his nose with your finger or squeezing his earlobes with your hands. When you do move down his body, you can then try tease him by maybe squeezing or pinching his nipples. And then afterwards, you can move a little further down and likely run your hands over his stomach so that you're sort of kind of tickling him. Now, having taught this to many students in the past, there was one thing that just kept coming up, and that was the problem with tying your man up, actually tying his hands together. Now, it can be awkward and it can be a little time consuming tying your man's wrists together and then tying them to the top of the bed. So what my advice is, it's very simple. It's basically try and set up as much as possible first before you actually bring your man in. But before setting anything up, what you need to do is try tying your ankles together a few times until you get the hang of quickly tying them together. So what you'll find is that it'll actually take a little while to tie your man's wrists together. And it's a little tricky, especially if your man's struggling or pretends struggling. But don't worry, don't panic, just take it slow and steady. And after you do it for your man a few times, you'll find that it becomes second nature to you. Tip number 7. So sometimes on this audio series, I talk about being more dominant in the bedroom. Obviously, the last tip is an example of you becoming more dominant. But what about if you're the one who enjoys being kind of submissive and you like it when your man's the dominant one? I want to give you some tips on how to get your man basically to become more dominant in the bedroom, to take more control. It's obviously important if you don't like being the one who kind of has to initiate sex or take control. So there's a few different ways you can do this. The awkward way to do it is to sit your man down at the table one day and to tell him straight up to his face. And obviously it can work fine, to be honest, but it is a little bit awkward and he may think that maybe you're joking or that you're not really serious or even that you're being a little weird. It might spook him a little bit. Obviously, it's much better to do it in a very natural way. So one way is to wait until you're both in bed together one night, you're both getting frisky, and then just to say, even just whisper gently in his ear, "I love it when you pin me down." Or you could say something like, "It turns me on so much when you're the aggressive one in bed." Or you could be more direct and say something like, "Hold my arms down," or "Pull my hair." Okay, so that's one way of going about it. Another way is to grab his hands and basically manipulate them into place. So you could pull his arms towards yours and rest them on the mattress with his hands pinning yours. So his hands could be, say, pinning your wrists or pushing your hands into the bed. Or you could grab his hands and maybe put them around your neck. Or you could grab his hand and put your hair in it so that he pulls on it. Or you could grab his hands and place them anywhere you want them on your body. The whole idea is to make your man a bit more dominant and to let him know that you like it and that you enjoy it when he's the dominant partner in the bedroom. To be honest, you'll find that using both these techniques, both whispering, both telling him during sex what you like, and manipulating his arms or his hands into position, they work really well when used together. Tip number 8. This sex tip, it's actually really, really, really easy, but again, it's fantastic if you're in a situation where you want to spice things up between you and your man without having to do anything crazy or out there or actually learn anything new. So what you're going to do is you're going to wait for your man to leave for work or for school, or basically to leave you for kind of a time that's, say, longer than 4 or 5 hours. So it's basically most of the day. So he could leave in the morning and the next time you're going to see him is in the evening. Then afterwards, what you're going to do just after he leaves is you're going to send him a message with a menu. It could be an email, a private Facebook message, or even just a text message. But the menu you're going to send him, it's not a lunch menu, it's not a dinner menu. It's going to be a sex menu. You're going to give him a quick few options on what he can have for sex the next time you are both together. So what you're going to do is you're going to give him a choice of a starter dish, a main course, and a dessert. So your starter, it's basically foreplay, or what you do even before foreplay. So it could be something like a massage, or you doing a striptease for him, or you sensually washing him, or even just something simple like cooking him his favorite meal. So that's the starter, it's foreplay. The main course is the actual sex part. It's what type of sex you're going to have with him and what positions you're going to use. But it could also be something like giving him a blowjob or a handjob instead. The dessert part is how your man's going to finish. So you could give him the option of maybe coming inside you, or you could give him the option of giving him a blowjob to finish, or you could give him the option of ejaculating somewhere on your body. The choice is obviously up to you. Now, using this technique, you'll find it works great. It actually works best if your man has to go away for a few days in business, or if he's going to be out of town for a few days. And if you send, say, maybe an hour after he leaves, he's going to spend the entire time he's away from you thinking about what he's going to get when he returns. Tip number 9. Now, no matter how many different tips and techniques you learn and use, you're eventually going to tire of them, especially if you're using them way too often. In a lot of ways, it's like tiring of a song that you first really, really liked. It might sound great when you originally heard it, but if you hear it too much, you're eventually going to get bored of it. And that's one of the main reasons that I created the Bad Girls Bible. It's to show you different things that you can do to keep your sex life fun and interesting for both of you. If you find that things are starting to get a little stale, even if you've been using all of my tips, you'll notice that a great way to spice things up is simply to change location where you're having sex with your man. Now, it doesn't actually take any skills to choose a new location for sex with your man, just a little imagination. So it could be as simple as having sex somewhere else in your house or your apartment instead of the bedroom. So you might be interested in trying out places like the kitchen or the living room, or even jumping in the shower and having sex with your man in there while you wash. Or you could be a little more adventurous again, like having sex outside in the background, in the back garden. Just make sure that no one sees you if you are. And obviously, of course, make sure that you aren't accidentally breaking any laws if you're having sex outside. Or you may want to try somewhere a little more open, like say at a beach early in the morning or late at night. Really nice hearing the kind of tide and the waves slowly wash against the shore while you're having sex. Or if you're really adventurous, try climbing a mountain really, really early in the morning. And then when you reach the summit, when you're all alone, why not celebrate by getting it on right then and there? There are still tons of other places that might not seem that fun initially, but are great once you try them with your man. Take, for instance, like having sex in your car, or even renting a hotel room only to use it for having sex. If you want to be really naughty, another idea is that you could bring your man to your parents' house and go to your old room that you use as a kid and get down and dirty there. Now, I've only mentioned a few different options here, but in truth, there are a number of different places that you can have sex. It's truly limitless. At work, in the garage, in a public toilet. I think you get the idea. Just remember though, don't break any laws. Okay, that's it. That wraps up this month's edition of the Sex Secrets audio series. I hope you had as much fun listening to it as I did making it.